You know, how can you tweak your workspace to minimize your pain and make you more comfortable physically, mentally, emotionally? You know, and this also goes with like talking with HR and figuring out what accommodations they have for like your mental health, right? Is there a counselor you can talk to, right? And again, your employers will provide these items for you, especially if they understand the benefits that it's going to also do for their business, right? Like, is having more ergonomic tools like special office chairs and a heat pad at your desk going to help you be more productive, right? Is it going to make you feel more comfortable so you can make more sales, right? Tweak your workspace.
Hi, and welcome to the Endo Babe podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Babe podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Endo Babe podcast. I want to thank you so much for being here. I so appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate you reaching out and letting me know how much you're getting out of the episode, what you're learning, and all of your takeaways. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaAaaBri. And let's chat. I'm just very fucking grateful for all of you. But today's episode, I want to chat with you really about managing chronic pain at work. Because while 1 in 6 people with endometriosis cannot work a typical job, working is still a very important part of living with chronic pain and dealing with chronic pain management. Besides like the benefits of a regular paycheck, working at a job that fulfills you and that you love is just a very important part of living with chronic pain. But unfortunately, if we do have to go into the office or perhaps your job is really stressful, it can kind of be inevitable that we're going to have some pain days or endo flares during the work week, right? And that can keep you from being an effective employee. It can really like help you or prevent you, I guess, from feeling like you're giving your all at a job that you love. So today I want to talk with you guys about managing pain in the workplace, right? And give you some tips on how to manage it when you get like that hit of pain, right? Because pain management when you are working is possible, but it requires you to take a proactive approach to the challenges that you might face, right? So I have 6 different like effective coping skills that we're going to talk about today. Maybe more, but I have 6 lined up. And the first one is really advocate for yourself, right? Just because you're an employee somewhere doesn't mean that you have to manage your pain in silence, right? So this is something that I used to help my one-on-one clients with, is like helping them draft letters to their human resources department about figuring out accommodations for the workplace that can help minimize your pain and maximize your productivity, right? Like, whether that be rearranging your schedule, whether it be like longer breaks, coming in later in the day, going in earlier, whatever it is, you know, it's whatever is going to be unique to you and what helps you really minimize your pain during the workday, right? So you can draft up an email to your human resources department. You can set up a meeting with your manager, the HR department, and really ask them, what accommodations can they help you set up and put in place so you feel comfortable with less pain and less stress and all of the things that you might need to do your job properly? If it's a job that like you love, right? And I highly recommend you do this. I think you should do it anywhere, honestly. But I mean, if you really fucking love this job, like working, they're going to want to work with you to make sure that it's a good environment as well. Right? Because they should value you as an employee, somebody who's works really hard for the company and the position you're in. And so they should also value you, right? And so it should be coming and meeting in the middle and figuring out how you can find accommodations that can work for you to minimize your pain and maximize your productivity, right? And that's a win-win for you and a win-win for them. I guess just a win-win for both of you. Yeah, advocating for yourself. I also found it helpful to talk with my coworkers and sometimes my boss, depending on how close we are, right, about pain, so they can understand and possibly assist in your pain management practices, right? Because if they don't know that you're in pain, they can't help you. It's kind of the same thing with relationships, right? Because nobody knows what you're feeling inside of your body unless you tell them, right? Unless you pass out or something like that. But from a day-to-day perspective, having everybody be in the know and be informed of how you're feeling, so just to make your life easier and to make the workflow better, everything, you know, open up that communication with HR, your boss, your coworkers, everybody, and really just advocate for yourself. We have to advocate for ourselves so often with chronic pain. And while that does add a lot of extra pressure on us, it is necessary if we're going to have what we need, right? And what we want, and the right treatment and the best work situations, everything. So, and that's number one, is advocate for yourself. Right? I think I also, my next coping skill, right, would be understand your limitations and set priorities, right? Because once you have to be aware of your limitations and your health, so you don't push yourself, so you don't overdo it, because pushing yourself too hard is going to give you a little bit of a setback, right? It's just going to be this ebb and flow of pushing too hard and then needing extra rest, and pushing too hard and needing extra rest, and then beating yourself up because you need extra rest and you should be able to push hard. And you can just go down this like really bad spiral, right? And so you need to be able to prioritize tasks, prioritize what needs to get done, and know your limitations so you can, if you are having a really bad pain day, be like, okay, what is one thing that I need to get done today? Or what is the most important thing that I need to get done today? Right? And work on that. Right? If you're in a job where you walk a ton, again, this kind of goes back with talking with your coworkers, but if you can set up some sort of system with you doing all of like the paperwork and doing all of like the computer sit down stuff and everybody else like runs around, right? Or if you like for as an ultrasound tech, I'd be on procedures if I had a bad pain day, right? Because procedures, while you're not running around the hospital as much, you're still helping. Somebody needs to be doing that, but it gives me more time to sit and talk with the person who I'm helping with the procedure, right? Instead of having to run around, right? And so it really just goes back to prioritizing what needs to get done and figuring out a way to do it to maximize your productivity, right? And this kind of goes into number three, which be sure to take breaks, right? Even like stretching, getting up, moving around when you are having a little bit of pain is something that's really important to do, right? If you can find a few minutes and like find a dark closet somewhere, or like a room where you can be by yourself and you can meditate, you can like take some deep breaths, you can really like breathe through the pain, but just take breaks often, right? And if you work at a like corporate office or in a hospital or something, you're required to take breaks, right? So use your full break and try to figure out, okay, what can I do in my break to help me decompress a little bit? How can I reduce my stress during this time? How can I maximize my time right now to help me feel the best, you know? And honestly, like if you're feeling so terrible that you can't, like you've tried all of the things, your Tiger Balm patches, you're stretching, you're like sometimes like pressing on my belly helps, you know, like breathing exercises, meditation, just like getting somewhere alone and like quieting down, and none of that helps, like go home. Go home and rest and get in a hot bath and take care of you, right? It doesn't make you any less of an employee if you have to go home sick, because that's you being sick, right? Just because you don't have a fever or a cough or a cold, you're still sick, right? And so you can take a day off and leave. And I know a lot of people have trouble with this because they're like, okay, well, I feel bad like leaving all of this on my coworkers, But it has to be this, you have to have this work-life balance, and especially with chronic illness, right? You can't just push and ignore your body and ignore everything that's going on, because eventually you're going to just crumble, right? So take your breaks. Do all of the coping tools that you have in your little endo toolbox during those breaks. Sit more if you need to, stretch if you need to, and if last resort, like, go home, right? Again, this all kind of ties together, because being able to go to your boss and talk to them and be like, hey, I am in so much pain, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Like, I need to go home. You know, they should support you in that. They don't want you there if you don't feel good, right? So listen to your body, right? So you can also tweak your workspace. And so this includes like examining your work area to minimize your pain and make you more comfortable, right? If it's, is it a special office chair, footrests, a keyboard tray, different kind of telephone headsets, you know, all of that can be really helpful. Is it being able to sit more and not have to like push around a big machine all day? It's finding accommodations and how you can tweak your workspace so you can have the least amount of pain. Is it having stress management tools and like talking to a therapist while you're at work one day? You know, how can you tweak your workspace to minimize your pain and make you more comfortable physically, mentally, emotionally? You know, and this also goes with like talking with HR and figuring out what accommodations they have for like your mental health, right? Is there a counselor you can talk to? Everything, right? And again, tying it back to your employers will provide these items for you, especially if they understand the benefits that it's going to also do for their business, right? Like, how is having more ergonomic tools like special office chairs and a heat pad at your desk going to help you be more productive, right? Is it going to make you feel more comfortable so you can make more sales or whatever you do? I have no idea what you do, but right, tweak your workspace, right? And then also be aware of your pain management options. I know I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, using like the tools that you have in your tool belt for like coping through moments of extreme pain, right? And Tiger Balm pain patches and whatever else works really good for you, like having all of that on hand, your ibuprofen, you know, like whatever it is, your heat pad at work, your hot water bottle at work, you know, be aware of all of your pain management options. And you can also ask your doctor about new ways to deal with your chronic pain at work, because they might also have suggestions as well. And that might be seeing like an occupational therapist that can help you make on the job pain management strategies more effective, right? Occupational therapists for endometriosis, for just whatever job you're doing in general. A therapist can also provide you exercises and coping skills tailored to you specifically that you can put in your little tool belt to use in moments of extreme pain when you're at work, right? And then the last thing I have written down here is really addressing just living a healthy life in general despite your endometriosis, right? Because your pain management efforts, it's not going to start at work, right? It starts at home. And it starts by you starting to move your body again, right? Instead of restricting movement, which causes the whole like pain cycle to go off, which can increase your sensitivity to pain. It can reduce muscle mass, which increases your sensitivity to pain. It can make you more depressed, which increases your sensitivity to pain, you know? And so really addressing a healthy lifestyle outside of work is going to help make your pain management efforts more effective, right? Especially at work, right? If you are eating for your endometriosis and you know what foods are trigger foods and what and how to like nourish your body, and you're healing your gut and you're healing your hormones and you're decreasing your inflammation and you're exercising, moving your body again, right? And you're working on your mental health and you're doing all of these things. And I know it's a fucking lot, but if those things help you have more good days than bad, then it's worth it. Right. You can also inquire about like wellness programs offered by your employer, right? Make sure that you have all your pain medications with you that you need to be taking if you can't take them at work. Just having being prepared, I think, is the kind of the main theme behind everything I wrote down, is just being prepared and having, knowing what works best for your body and knowing the coping mechanisms that work for you and your pain in the moment, right? And really just taking that and tailoring it in the workplace. I know for me personally, right, like stress was a huge trigger of mine. Stress is one of my biggest triggers. And so taking extra time on during the day for like breathing exercises and all the other things that like help me de-stress, adding in more yoga, you know, all of that helps my pain reduce, right? And those are things that I can do at work. It's stuff that I can do outside of work, but it helps my overall pain reduce, which reduces the amount of flares that I have. It reduces the amount of pain I have, right? But just figuring out what works for you and then partnering with your employer to find accommodations that can help you minimize your pain and maximize your productivity. Like I said, win-win for both of you, right? Talk with your HR department, talk with your manager, talk with your boss, your coworkers. Keep everything open. Keep all the lines of communication open, right? Because there's always modifications that you can be making to minimize your pain. And definitely, definitely, definitely ask your doctor about talking with an occupational health or occupational therapist or occupational health nurse or somebody that can help you explore appropriate workplace accommodations. Talk with HR, right? Because it's going to be different depending on the job that you do, the amount of whatever like your unique pain is, right? It's all going to be a little bit differently, but there should always be accommodations. A final note, right? And something that I know helps me when I'm having a lot of stress and when I worked in the hospital, right? Is reframing my thinking around work and pain, right? Because I had my first flare in like 7 years after a really stressful day of work, right? And so then being at work was kind of like emotionally triggering for me. It caused anxiety. It caused me more stress because I was scared. I knew that it was stressful and I was scared that it was going to make everything worse. And so I'd like dread going there, be super stressed out the entire time I was there, and then have like some form of like pain after work. Right. And this kind of goes, I guess it ties into like speaking with a counselor. If they have a counselor on staff for you, right, you can talk with a counselor to figure out how you can reframe your thinking around work and pain. Right. You can use meditation, mindfulness, and breathing to work through the pain. You can use distractions if your pain intensifies by doing like a word search or listening to music or talking with a colleague or just like stepping outside and getting out in nature. Right. You can engage in positive self-talk to yourself and remind yourself, this hurts really fucking bad, but you can get through it. And I guess a final note is working with pain is sometimes not possible. Sometimes the pain is too much, and sometimes you might really love the work that you do, but it causes your endometriosis to flare, right? It causes you more pain and more stress and more anxiety, right? And so know that it's okay if you do have to take time off of work to recover and learn strategies to cope with your pain, right? Or for surgeries or whatever it might be. But if you're proactive and you're using proactive pain management strategies and accessing workplace accommodations and talking with your manager and HR and all of the things and seeing what they can do to help you minimize your pain at work, and you're seeking support from professionals, it can decrease your negative work-related outcomes, right? Such as a lot of flares or just like anxiety in general. And if you do have to take time off of work and maybe moving into the online space is something that's more accessible to you because you can do it from home, right? That's also always an option, right? Is taking the knowledge that you have and pivoting and becoming a virtual assistant or an online coach or something where you can work online, creating clothing brand and drop ship through Shopify, right? You can create books and journals and write and do all of these things to help make income if the job that you have causes you too much stress and pain, right? And again, just because your career might be causing you a lot of pain right now doesn't mean that it always will, right? And so if you do have to take time off work to recover and learn strategies to cope with your pain or to have surgery or just to kind of decompress a little bit, right? Know that that's okay and that it's also okay for you to return to your job and see if now that you have better tools for managing your everything, if you can have better outcomes, more positive work-related outcomes. I would love to hear how you guys actually cope with your chronic pain in the workplace. I'd love for you to DM me at Chelsea Bree, Chelseabri, three A's. But yeah, DM me because I would love to know how you manage your pain during the work week and in the workplace. Oh, but I love you. And I'll catch you on the next episode of the Endo Babe podcast. And I'll see you in the DMs.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endo babes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe podcast.